talk about the preseason is important for guys further down the roster. Further down at the running back position, it kind of seems like Mac and Samaje are competing for carries. What do you think of those two guys?
Mac, Samaje, and Matt, and now Kenny. So, obviously Matt's done some good things for us. We've seen a body of work with Matt. He's a big physical guy. And then Mac Brown really started to come on last year at the end of training camp. He had a couple of really good preseason games against Tampa. He had 100-plus yards, and then he was activated a couple games. I liked what he brought to the team on special teams. And then he had a big breakout running in Chicago, which was excellent. So he's progressing along also. And then Samaje is new to the system, new to the football team, and we got to take a good look at him the last three games.
Will special teams be a big part of Samaje making this team?
Anytime if you're the number two or three back, you need to play some special teams. You know, Chris Thompson will be on some returns. But the number two guy, if we have three up, you know, somebody's got to play some teams. And that'll be that person, either Samaje or Mac or Matt, whoever it is.
Jay, another player that, is taking advantage of his opportunities is Niles Paul. Does he look closer to you than he did 2 years ago before he had the injury, and how can you use him in this offense considering the two guys in front of him?
Yeah, Niles has been one of the most impressive guys to me in camp. He's another guy. He's like Ryan Grant. In fact, we can ask him to do anything. He'll play in the core at Y. We'll put him at fullback. He lines up outside. His speed looks where it was before the injuries. I mean, I think he's had an outstanding training camp so far. He's done so many different things. And that's one of the toughest positions, a tight end, the move tight end. You got to know all the blocking schemes. You got to know all the pass patterns. And you got to know a lot of the protections. So he's handled everything effortlessly with great effort been very productive. So I'm anxious to see Niles play more.
Coach, have you decided how long your first team offense and defense will play on Saturday?
I have not. You know, I'll be a feeling out there on Saturday, really. I intend on them playing a little bit more than normal probably, but we'll see how it goes.
What are you hoping to maybe get out of the second preseason game that you didn't see from them in the
We actually want to improve a little bit. You know, I think going three and out two series in a row is not what we intended. And defensively did some good things, though. I think we went three and out on defense with our starting defense first two groups. Josh and DJ were in there. We went three and out, and Ryan. So I'd like them to continue their trend of making plays and flying around with the football.
Jay, what's Ryan Anderson's status? Looks like he hasn't been out there most of the past 2 days.
Ryan Anderson. Well, Ryan Anderson, he had a stinger, and we're going to let him dress in pregame warm-up on Saturday, see where he is. He has total mobility now back. I think he's fine, but we just want to make sure he has strength back in it.
And then inside linebackers, you had Mason and Zach out there for the second straight day. Is that something that we'll see mostly on Saturday and then switch next week, or is that your starting linebacker pairing moving
right
forward?
Now, for this game, we're going to start with Mason and Zach. You know, Mason at Mike and Zach at Mo. And after that, we'll see what happens, see how they perform, and go from there.